Ronan Kelly is here now with the papers.
Thanks, Keane. Two apologies for tragic deaths, one appeal after an accidental death, and one attempt to stay in the family home. All stories in the papers this morning and all relating to teenagers. 16-year-old Niamh McNally died in A&E in University Hospital Limerick last year. The Irish Sun reports that the inquest into her death yesterday heard that she'd been admitted after coughing up blood and was being treated for a collapsed lung, but she also had a congenital heart defect. At the inquest, the HSE apologised for missing the opportunities to intervene to prevent her death. Another apology for the death of a teenager in the Mail. It reports that Children's Health Ireland apologised to the family of 15-year-old Killian Barrett, who died following an asthma attack. Killian had chronic asthma, and the inquest heard how the child's father slept in his room at night because Killian was getting so many attacks. He'd been taken to hospital by ambulance on five occasions in the 2 months prior to his death. The paper says he'd been waiting 4 years to see a specialist consultant. Then in several papers, a report by Louise Walsh on the family of 14-year-old Daniel Maguire, who died last September from inhaling solvent fumes. In the Herald, his younger brother, 13-year-old Andrew, says he took it once and it killed him. I want to say to teenagers, it's not worth it. His mother Yvonne says every parent should show their children a picture of Daniel and show them that lives have been devastated. And yesterday, the Supreme Court made a ruling affecting a 17-year-old boy whose mother rented their flat before she died in violent circumstances. The boy now wants to take over the tenancy, but can't because he's under 18. His family appealed constitutionality of that law, but the Supreme Court rejected the appeal. That story is in the Mail and the Times. On the front page of the Times and in several other papers, a photo by Tyrone Sue of a man in a T-shirt, his palms upturned in supplication and his face contorted in distress. Behind him, the huge apartment blocks in Tai Po, Hong Kong, are shrouded in smoke with flames coming from many of the window openings. The Examiner says the apartments were home to almost 5,000 people, many of them elderly. Elsewhere in the Examiner, a court case relating to an elderly man being defrauded of his savings. The defendant had befriended a bachelor farmer who had given him a cheque for €2,400 to help with his son's confirmation. But the farmer mistakenly added an extra zero to the amount on the cheque. The accused then lodged the money in his own account and spent it. The judge imposed a 3-year sentence but suspended it because the accused has paid back €2,000 already and is paying a further €6,000 at €50 a week. €2,000 of this will go to the farmer and €4,000 to the bank, and the bank has already reimbursed the farmer his lost money. The court heard that while the farmer had written out the numbers incorrectly on the cheque, he had written the amount correctly in words. And lastly, if you drive a car and park it in multi-storey car parks, you may see yourself in an Irish Daily Mail story. It reports in research which says that drivers spent on average 13 minutes trying to find their cars in car parks. The paper says researchers have calculated that that means in your life, the amount of time you spend trying to remember where you parked your car amounts to 3 whole days.
I'll tell you, Ronan, I can see myself in that story, but probably looking for my keys instead of my car. Thanks, Ronan.